Top federal regulators visit Michigan's oldest nuclear power plant. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith in for Rebecca Williams. This week, Nuclear Regulatory Commissioner William Magwood came to South Haven to tour the Palisades nuclear power plant in nearby Covert Township. Magwood did not respond to requests to comment on how his tour went or why he chose to come. He's the second commissioner to visit the plant in less than a year. NRC spokeswoman Victoria Mittling says that many high-level visits in such a short time is not necessarily uncommon.
I mean, you can draw your own conclusions about that because I cannot do that for you.
Kevin Camps is with the anti-nuclear watchdog group Beyond Nuclear. Unlike the media, he and several others got a chance to sit down with Commissioner Magwood.
Well, there were some hints around the edges that it's because of the problem-plagued nature of Palisades. And he even used the word disappointment for continued problems out there.
2012 was a crazy year for the Palisades plant. A year ago today, I got my own tour of the plant.
I need to do a pat down on you, so I need you to remove your coat. I need to check your bag as well.
Sure.
It was shortly after Palisades earned one of the worst safety ratings in the country. The downgrade came after a series of what the NRC calls substantial safety problems in 2011. In 2012, the plant shut down five times, most of them to make repairs or fix water leaks. There were water leaks from at least three different systems. One in particular was serious enough the Nuclear Regulatory Commission sent a special team to investigate. In that case, hot, pressurized water leaked from the steel container that holds the nuclear reactor. Kevin Camps notes the leak went on for weeks. As much as 18 gallons an hour was leaking before the company shut the plant down.
NRC safety regulations require a shutdown within 6 hours if you have a pressure boundary leak. Lo and behold, that was what was going on, but it took them over a month to figure it out.
No safety violations have been issued for that leak, but NRC spokeswoman Victoria Mittling is quick to point out it's still under investigation. Unlike Camps, Mittling says 2012 was a better year for Palisades.
Well, yes, definitely, because they did resolve those violations.
Those safety violations from 2011 were resolved after a major inspection last fall. So in December, after 10 months of being on one of the worst performing lists of nuclear plants, the NRC upgraded the rating to the best possible. That move confused and disappointed many nearby residents. Kevin Flynn lives just a couple hundred yards away from the plant.
They said the leak came from an area that they, you know, aren't used to, and I think we're in an area of uncharted water with an old plant that's embrittled. They don't know where the leaks are going to come from. They don't know where the next problem will occur, and that's the problem.
The NRC is still pretty worried about all those leaks, so even though they haven't issued any safety violations, they are still planning a number of additional inspections to keep an eye on the progress of repairs. Entergy Corporation, the company that owns Palisades, declined to comment for the story. Company representatives will be available, though, at the plant's annual review meeting. The NRC is hosting that public meeting in South Haven on Tuesday. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith.